This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white.
And good morning, gardeners. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'm Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know I said this in the 6 o'clock hour, but man, great week. Red Sox World Series champions. I know my father be looking down excited and proud. Felt like he was there watching the games with me. So it was pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool that they won. And I think he had something to do with it. He brought some great excitement to myself and my brother Matt. We had that great phone call afterwards, so it was pretty cool stuff. Now, I'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer some questions, do everything I can to help you out. One of the things when I went to my parents' house one of the last times, my dad had a huge, huge, enormous, like over 1,000 different gardening books that he had. Would reference them, knew exactly where they were. They were the most organized of everything that he owned. He loved education, loved that, loved learning about things. And one of the books that I pulled from the archives so I could have it was a book called 365 Days of Gardening. It's a day-to-day book of more than 1,000 terrific facts, tips, and reminders. The author is Christine Allison. It's just literally day by day. It's just, one of the things for today was that remember the root veggies reminder. Remember to check out the root veggie situation. Make sure to dig them out and store them carefully unless you plan to have them winter over with the help of some mulch. I like to winter them over inside. If it was me, I wouldn't want to be leaving them out. So that's one of the reminders on there. Just gives you a brief reminder. Looking at tomorrow just to get some things to look at. And one of the things that I forgot to really even talk about, which is something really good to be doing this time of year, is check the pH of your soil. You can actually be sending out soil samples now. Instead of in the spring. So when the springtime comes, you know exactly what you need to do and you're ready to go. A lot of times people will take a look at their soil samples, take a look at their soil and say, all right, this didn't work well last year, this didn't work well, and go into a garden center and say, hey, this didn't happen. Well, did you check the pH? Did you do this? And the question will be like, oh, no, I didn't. I'm going to go do that. But what happens is everybody's doing that in the spring. Everybody's checking it out and saying, I got to get the soil pH so I know how much lime to put down. I know what to do here. I know what to do there, etc. So this would be a good time to do it. So the best way to do it you're looking for about a pound of soil, maybe a little bit more. So take like part of the yard in a big rectangle, do like the four corners and then something from the center of it. So you're getting a really good sample. You want to get the soil, so you want to dig down a little bit. You don't want to get the roots or the grass and that type of thing. It might affect the soil sample. You get those, you put them in a bag. Now, I know Natural Alternatives, one of our sponsors, will actually do soil samples. Victoria from there is going to be on around 8 o'clock today to give us some more information about them. But that's one of the things we're going to talk about, to take a look at the pH and see what else is in there. See what nutrients are stored in there, see if there's too much, too little, etc. And then it'll allow you to figure out, all right, do I need to add lime or sulfur? What do I need to do? Do I need to raise the pH? Do I need to lower the pH? That type of thing. So really gives you some things to think about. But you should be doing something like that at this point. And there were a couple other really good ones for tomorrow's date. One of them is starting to add up to 3 inches of, the book here says fresh horse or cow manure. I would never go with a horse manure. I would go with a cow manure, or at least a horse manure that's been composted a little bit more. The cows have multiple stomachs, so they get rid of those weed seeds, that they could be chewing on, in the pasture a little bit easier. So you'd be putting any of the organic material on top of the gardens, and you work all that material into the soil. You could be doing it in the spring as well. I know last week a gentleman called from Vermont. It was some good information that, you know, he had said to me that he was he went around for a long years ago. He was rototilling people's gardens, and this one gentleman would always say, nope, not doing it. And he would put down some compost, some pine needles, some lime, and then put some black plastic over the top of it and let it sit for the winter. And then in the spring, it was just this fresh, nice, composty soil that you could put your hands in. You wouldn't even have to rototill. So you could be doing something along those lines at this point, getting ready for spring. The last thing that this says for today is, it's One Last Drink for Your Perennials is the title of it. You know, before everything goes dormant, before the trees and shrubs and everything, you should get out there, give them a heavy soaking. I know we just had some heavy rain, so maybe it's not the time to be doing it, but maybe in the next couple days we're going to be getting some warmer temperatures. We get some rain on Monday and Tuesday, so I understand if you don't want to do it. But it's that last thought, right before you put the hoses away, say you're not going to put them away for another week or two, just give everything one last drink to go through the winter, so that it can keep it in there and it'll last longer for you. For those of you out there who have irrigation systems, you know, run it one last time. If it hasn't been cleaned out for their blown out for the winter, I know a lot of companies are starting to do that. I've seen certain ones at my work. We have a nice front garden that's been redone this year that the sprinkler system has been blown out, so all the water's out. So it's just air in the pipe, so it doesn't freeze and expand and affect the sprinkler itself. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do everything you can to help you out today and answer your gardening questions. So I was saying earlier, the wreaths are here. They're going to be coming this year. So like I said, my brother's going to be part of it. Fiddleheads Flowers of Cape Elizabeth is pleased to honor the over 30-year time-honored tradition of the Paul Parent Garden Club by offering new holiday wreaths for 2018. Lauren Springer, CEO and founder of Fiddleheads, joined by award-winning designer Jason Parent, and yes, that's the son of Paul, have 3 new styles locally sourced, double-sided, and handmade in Maine. To order your wreath, log on to www.fiddleheadflorist.com. Again, it's www.fiddleheadflorist.com. A portion of the sale will go to the Paul Perrin Garden Club in his memory. Shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. Free shipping on all deliveries beginning November 20th. So there it is. The wreaths are here. I know it's, you know, we're not that far away from Christmas time, but it's time to get ready out there. I know we still have that Thanksgiving holiday in between, but, you know, the wreaths are here. My brother's going to be part of it. He's going to make us all proud. My brother was always part of it before, so you shouldn't see any real differences. There are some great styles in there. But definitely go to their website. The name of the company is Fiddlehead Flowers. So go to fiddleheadflorist.com to take a look at the wreaths. There's three different styles that they have. They're starting to get ready. The wreaths have not arrived yet. I know they, I saw the other day that the boxes are getting in, all the materials are starting to get in, so it's really cool that they're doing this to honor my, my father's memory and what we had done for so long. You know, it was pretty cool. I always remembered doing wreaths with my father as a kid, going into the nursery. And on Friday nights during the wreath season, my father would spend the night making wreaths all night. So all weekend, you would have wreaths for decorated for the customers. And I'd always want to spend the night with my dad there. It was always cool. Even though we slept on those greenhouse benches, the metal benches, we'd put a couple cardboard boxes down and everything would be fine. But those are some great memories. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. If you can't catch the show today, you can go to our website, paulparent.com, and you can download it. You can go to our podcast, that type of thing. Download that, listen on the run. Past about an hour and 20 minutes, I've been given a lot of information out there. So, it's a lot of good stuff to be thinking about this time of year. So, go back, take a listen to it. You can even start to listen to the first hour. The podcast is already up. So that could help you out there. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Funny little story. Trick-or-treating happened the other day on Halloween. I have two young girls. I have a 3-year-old and an 8-month-old. So we went out trick-or-treating, and it's funny, one of the things we walked up to somebody's house, and I looked and I saw hydrangeas. The flowers have been spent, and in my head I'm like, she should be cutting the flowers back here, leave everything else, maybe do a little bit of this, do this here, do this here. It was just one of those things where I was like, whoa. I didn't want to get too aggressive and say, hey, you should do this to your garden here and here. Might have been nice, but some people might not like it. But I was really just, it came to me, I was thinking about it. I've talked about it a couple times. Everybody hears, don't cut back your hydrangeas. Don't cut back this type of hydrangea. You're going to affect it till next year. It's all talking about cutting back to the end. What I'd like to see people do is cut the blossoms. Just the blossom itself off. Don't cut any of the leaves. Don't cut anything else. Just cut the blossoms off. Because when we get some of the snow and ice and everything like that, it could just start to break them and really cause some issues with the hydrangea long term. So you cut them now instead of letting them sit there, because they're going to start to turn black and not look great. Some could eventually just break off on their own. You want to be able to make that fresh cut yourself. So clean off all the dead hydrangea blossoms, the ones that have been gone by and spent, and just get rid of them. You can throw them into the compost pile or into leaf bags to get rid of into the local compost pile. From there, what you really should be doing is using some wilt stop on the tips of all where you made those cuts and the buds that are at the top of the branches that are left there to really help keep that moisture in the plant for the winter and really get it going and protect it. You know, start thinking about getting that mulch ready to go around the hydrangea to, about 12 inches by 12 inches. Now, if you don't want to use mulch or soil, you can use salt marsh hay. You can be doing the same thing to roses. A lot of roses, like I was saying earlier, like to be cut back in the spring around the time the Red Sox come back to Boston to play. But you can be doing the same thing, a 12 by 12 area. One of the things I like to do is I like to wait until around Thanksgiving Day, maybe the day after, a couple days later, and put the salt marsh hay around those plants at that point. If you put them down now, the rodents are looking for some place to live for the winter. They're starting to find those areas. And if you put that salt marsh hay, it's a perfect bedding material for them. They're going to live around that hydrangea or that rose. And it's a perfect little situation for them. They got shelter. They've got food in the plant and the water from the plant as well. So it's a perfect situation. You're just building a hotel for them, really. Get that salt marsh hay now. A lot of garden centers, some may have it later, but a lot of them might not. We're talking around Thanksgiving. Every place is going to be in full Christmas mode. A lot of them are really getting into it now as it is. And then not thinking about some of those things for out in the garden. So go and get it today or tomorrow, whatnot. So you have it ready for that later part of the season. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We've got Victoria from Natural Alternatives coming on with us at the 8 o'clock hour. There's some good information there. So I look forward to speaking with her as always. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is still on the road and playing his greatest hits at a couple more rallies on Saturday, including in Montana and here in Florida.
The Democrats want to invite caravan after caravan of illegal aliens to flood into your communities, depleting our resources and overwhelming our nation.
The campaigning by candidates and those advocating for them at a fever pitch now with Election Day on Tuesday. Iranians gathering to mark the anniversary of the 1979 seizure of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Huge demonstrations featuring Iranians shouting death to America and burning U.S. flags, effigies of Uncle Sam, and photos of President Trump, who has just reimposed more sanctions on Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. During the break, we found out that there was some issues with the phone lines. The phone bank got restarted, and you can start giving us a call. So I can get a little break from talking, but I'll still keep talking and answer your questions. But again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first?
Pamela in New Hampshire.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, that was the reason I was calling to give you a break.
Thank you.
But I have two questions, though. Well, two things that I wanted to talk about is my amaryllis. This is the second year. I mean, I bought it last year, and it never blossomed. You know, so I cut it back and put it in the closet and everything. And this year, it has two green leaves, and they're about 2.5 feet long. I had to kind of keep them together because they're going to break if they are just left alone. And I've got them, you know, with stakes on each side. But so far, nothing. I don't see anything coming from the middle. I'm using the blossom booster.
Yep.
And keeping it, you know, moist but not too moist. So I'm just hoping that's gonna bloom sometime.
It should. If you're starting to see those green leaves, you definitely should start to see some flowers this year from it.
I hope so.
And once you start to see the leaves, is the perfect time to be fertilizing it. You want to use something that has that heavy metal number, like you're doing, which is that bloom booster. Take a look at, are you using a liquid fertilizer, or are you using a granular?
The liquid.
Okay, so that's usually about every 2 weeks you need to fertilize.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So just keep on it. You'll start to see something pop right up in between. Usually it's about, I want to say it's like 8 to 10 weeks before flowering. So, you know, you might have that right around Christmas time. You might have nice red blossom right around then. So, you know, definitely keep that fertilization going every 2 weeks and keep it in a sunny location. And again, keep it moist, but don't keep it too wet. So it sounds like you're doing everything correct.
Okay. And the other issue is I'm looking at my roses here. It's pretty tall, going to say at least 6 feet tall. And the thing is, when I go to cut it back, I usually do that in the spring, and I did do it last spring. And this summer, it got so, I don't know how to shape it. It got so ugly looking, just unwieldy, and it was not attractive. So how do you learn to shape it?
Well, so it was kind of a different year. That could be why it got kind of so leggy with the, and not looking so good. We had a lot of rain in August, July and August, but we also had a lot of heat. And with the water and the heat, it pushed the growth and got it bigger and kind of just went all over the place. So I'd say it's almost like an abnormal type summer, and it created that type of thing like that. What you could really take a look at is if you want to have it more of like a rounded top, start from the outside. And let's say, this is just an example, cut it 6 inches and go into the next row and maybe cut it 5 inches down. And as you go a little bit higher, 4. And once you get to that middle, then go down the opposite way of inches just to try and shape it that way. And do that all the way around in like a big circle. That might be the easiest way to do it. But usually the rule of thumb is by a third, so some people just cut it straight across. If you're looking to round, get that shape round, that's how you would do it. What type of shape were you looking to do?
It didn't matter, just as long as it was neat looking. It was not. Some branches were longer than others, and it just didn't look good at all.
Well, you could definitely prune it again after it blossoms. So instead of just doing it that one time, because what will happen is once it's done blooming, that's when any type of plant that flowers is the best time to be pruning them, so you don't affect the blossoms for next year. But so once it's done blossoming, you could shape it again. So you could give it a double pruning to really keep it more condensed and more the way you want it to look instead of the way it wants it to look.
Yeah. So right now, it's all gone blooming, of course, and the leaves have not dropped. So shouldn't I wait for the leaves to drop before I prune it?
You could definitely wait till that's done for the leaves to drop, but you could do it at this point. It's not going to be terrible for you to be doing. But, so you could use that same method of pruning, cleaning around the sides and that type of thing. But it's one of those things where, you should definitely be pruning right after it flowers, and then, pruning like you've done in the past in the spring would work the best. You don't have to necessarily do it now. I know that a Rose of Sharon usually blooms late. So usually like into late September. So it's one of those times where you could have done it. You could do it. If you do prune it, I'd suggest maybe spraying some of the tips with wilt stop from Bonide over the tops just to help protect it over the winter. Keep that moisture in those tips. That should definitely help.
Okay. All right. I will give that a try.
All right, Pamela.
Nice talking for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. For those of you who were calling earlier, we had an issue with the phone lines, but they're all settled again. So you can get back on there and give us a call. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Question for you. I've had a new property recently, the past 2 years, and put an irrigation system in it, and and tomatoes. And I took the zone off of it this year, so I didn't get so much water. But I ended up with the same problem. So is there anything I should be doing right now, or should I wait till spring to do anything, or what?
Well, so it's funny, you know, like you said, 2 years ago, there was water sitting right on it. This year, you didn't. But the problem was is we had so much rain. This so it was like the same thing, no matter what you did. But there is something, you know, you could be doing in the spring. Right now, there's not a lot you can be doing. I don't know where you're at with the garden. Have you gotten rid of all the plants, that type of thing already?
Yes, I pulled it out. And I think I remember listening to your dad tell somebody else one time to get rid of all the foliage that might have had fungus on it and just get it away from the garden and don't put it in the compost heap and all that type of stuff. So
definitely.
So I did that. I put that in bags and got rid of it with the everything else in my trash. But anyway, so that was the main thing I did, but that's all I've done so far this year.
One of the things you could be doing is starting to add some organic material at this time. So if you want to do something now to help with next year, putting some organic material down in the garden will help. Maybe putting some cow manure down or some peat moss, that type of thing, mixing that over the top of the soil and tilling it into the soil now. Okay. You could also, you could get some seaweed. My father always talks about putting seaweed in the garden. This is the time to be doing it. Until, you know, putting it over the top of it. Best way to do it is after a storm, go to the beach, tons of seaweed will be there. You get it in those black plastic bags, bring it home. Lay it out, wash it, and let it dry for a couple days to get rid of some of that salty area. Then you can just lay it right on top of the garden.
Okay, good.
So you could be adding that. The other thing you could be using in the spring for the tomatoes is, now, with the fungus you have, is it at the end of the tomato, like the blossom end rot?
No, it was actually the fruit themselves was pretty good. I did have a couple with blossom end rot, but the main thing was the leaves on the plants themselves yellowing and just it started in like mid-July, and it was very low at the bottom of the plants, but then by the middle of August, it was almost completely to the top of them.
Okay, so one of the things you can be doing for next year, I want you to use a product called Agrifos. Yep, it's from Monterey. It's a systemic. So you'd be spraying that over the soil, all over the garden. And you'd actually be doing it a couple times, even when the tomatoes are there, the plants are there. It'll tell you how many days before harvest you can put that onto the soil. But it'll take care of some of the funguses. It's more of a systemic versus spraying the plants. You can spray a fungus with copper fungicide or infuse or something along those lines all you want once it's there, but the problem is it's already there.
Right.
So you're trying to prevent it with this Agrifos. The other thing that I like to see you do is before the yellowing happens, maybe clean out some of the middle leaves on the lower parts of the tomatoes.
Okay.
So when a tomato will grow up, the low part, the leaves just kind of go all over the place and they're kind of hiding each other. They're just really full usually towards the bottom.
Right.
Thinning out a little bit will allow some of the light to get in there and will keep everything healthier. The other thing is try to water from the base of everything instead of a sprinkler. So water lightly underneath, so the water's not sitting on top of the leaves.
Right.
I usually like to take the first like couple rungs of leaves up from the bottom, so none of that splatter will come back up on the leaves. That's where funguses will start a lot of times first.
Okay.
The other thing you could be doing, and I don't know if this is an option, just a thought, rotating crops for a year. Instead of having the tomatoes in that area, try something else and move the tomatoes to a different section of the garden. It's not always, you know, an easy option for people, but rotation of crops is a good way to help the soil because different vegetables need different nutrients and will help rejuvenate the soil. So that might be an option as well for you.
Yes, I could do that. that. That's easy to do. Okay, good.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it. And good luck with continuing the program. It's been great.
Thank you, Bob. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Patrick. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables. You'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello. I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Standing up for what's right.
helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Leslie in Massachusetts.
Leslie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I have a tree that I just recently lost this past season. It was a beautiful tree, and I was told by someone that came over that was going to cut the tree down, and I asked him what killed it, and he attributed it to the caterpillars, that the blight that we've had over the last 2 years.
The winter moth? Is that what he was for?
Yeah, well, they eventually, I think, turn into a winter moth.
Okay, yep. So
once they climb up the tree and they eat the leaves.
Yep.
I was wondering what I could do to, I don't want to lose any more trees. Is there something that I could do at this point in time, or is this something that would need to be done in the spring? I've seen a lot of people in my neighborhood have tried to put those sticky tape, around the base of the tree so that the caterpillars cannot climb up any further. It seems to work somewhat, but then again, if the caterpillar has already climbed very high, you can't stop them at that point, obviously. But again, I don't want to lose any more trees.
So that is definitely something you could be doing, but it's about, you know, the follow-up in the spring with using Captain Jack's. Also using an early spray to be using would be BT.
The trees are so tall that I, you know.
Yep. So it would be something that you would have to have some.
Put at the base of the tree or.
There's nothing, no spray that you can really put at the base of the tree. It's really just that sticky tape at this time of year, putting it so that the caterpillars won't crawl up. To make their cocoon, create the moth later on, and reproduce and continue their process for next year.
Because I see at the base of the tree in the nooks at the bottom, you know, they've got the cocoons down in there already, and I go out there and I stab them with a stick and try to break them up. But I was wondering about, like, the ones that have already climbed up or whatever. Other than, so, and like I said, the trees are so tall.
So there's not much you can really do about it up there. Best bet would be to call an arborist. See if an arborist could spray in the spring. They want to spray early with a product called BT. It's Bacillus thuringiensis, hence why they call it BT. Just makes it easier. It's a spray that will get the caterpillars in the early stages, in the second and third end star, which is a very small part of the caterpillar.
What months would you suggest that be done?
It's usually in April, maybe the beginning of April. As you're starting to see things start to come alive, starting to see a little bit of buds on trees, that type of thing.
Okay.
So they would start off by using a BT, and then a few weeks later, you would start working your way into a Captain Jack's, which would be a spinosad product. So you would have to do multiple sprays. Both of these are organic, so they don't have that long-term residual.
Okay.
See, multiple sprays are going to happen. So if you do have an arborist that can do it, you know, they're just, you know, get on their list now and ready for spring. Say, I'm looking to get on your list for next year so that they can start early enough. And like I said, it's that first one where you're killing the smaller end star of the caterpillar. And then from there, some of them aren't going to be in that same stages. They're all different stages of life, so they might get a little bit bigger, so that's why you need to continue with the sprays.
Do you think that over the course of the years that these things are just going to make themselves go away? In other words,
To be honest, I didn't see it as much this year as I have in the past, but in the past it was so heavy that that's why you're seeing the damage of them. I think eventually we'll find out different ways to eradicate them with different insects, parasitic insects that will actually take care of the caterpillars. I know they are working on ways to try and get that to happen. So I think over time they will be gone.
Well, I appreciate that you're taking Paul's place. We all do miss him. And I'm glad to see that you're carrying on with the family. And God bless you all.
Thank you so much.
Take care now.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. On the side of the break, Victoria from Natural Alternatives.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.